In attendance at the G20 are four female leaders: German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Julia Gillard, the Prime Minister of Australia, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, the President of Argentina, and Brazil's President-elect Dilma Rousseff. Their presence has gone relatively unremarked here in the U.S., but it's a different story in South Korea, as Dwahli Saikautau reports.
Mostly, the news here has been about unprecedented security around the G20 venue. And, well, sure, quantitative easing, currency and trade imbalances. But there's something else locals are finding interesting: an unusually high number of women leaders at the summit. That's Chung Young-suk, a graduate student studying at Ewha Women's University. She says, generally speaking, in Korean society, women are getting higher positions. But still, she says, the society is male-dominated, and she hopes by seeing female world leaders in Korea for the G20, more Korean women will be inspired to get into politics. How about a female president in South Korea? I put that question to Shin Young Park.
Well, someday, yeah, but maybe a few centuries later.
Park is a student double majoring in French literature and business.
Even my father, who has three daughters and no sons, doesn't believe that women have power to do politics. I believe that majority of male adults have similar opinions about that.
But 21-year-old Eunmi Park, a sophomore also studying at Ewha, says seeing the four female leaders at the G20 is encouraging.
It gives me a perspective that I will be able to present myself as a woman in a global society, and I will be able to have capacity what men used to have in the past, and that now I can have.
Women's participation in South Korean politics is low, but growing.
Korean society was a Confucian society traditionally, and women, although they are very active and bright and, you know, have great talent, there have been some implicit and a hidden ceiling.
Ham Jun-ho is a professor of international economics and finances at Yonsei University.
Because Korea is changing very rapidly, I think the emergence of women leaders, especially in the area of politics, I think is a very important step forward, more democratized and more equal opportunity society for Korea.
So Jin Park is a feminist scholar who lectures at Yonsei University. When reached on her cell phone, she says adamantly,
I hate politics, actually. But since we have more and more women political leaders, it might be a better world.
A better world, she says, and a more inclusive one. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.